into a full-on, all-out, back-to-school mode now. And with that, the Children's Mentoring Connection is recruiting volunteer mentors for their school-based program for the coming year. Stacy Shaw is with us from the Children's Mentoring Connection, and she brought Kelly Bibler along with us, along with her this morning, too. Kelly's been involved with the school-based mentoring program for quite a long time, is actually a member of the board, CMC.
Yeah.
Stacy, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the idea behind the school-based mentoring program, what this is and, you know, what the goal is here.
Yes, good morning, Chris. So we started our school-based mentoring program probably about 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we started it from the basis of we wanted to be able to reach more kids and to be able to support them. And we thought if we brought the support to them, that would make it a little easier than coordinating schedules and all of those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it is also a way for volunteers to give 1 hour a week. And so they can pencil that in if they like to do that during the kids' lunch period or after school. And they get together and they come there. The great thing about it also is that the mentors don't have to figure out what they're going to do when they get together.
Mm-hmm.
Because each one of our school programs has one of our case managers there, and we figure out what that activity is going to be, or sometimes we bring people in all into to support the kids that we're working with.
So it's not homework help, or it's not exclusively homework help.
That's correct. We are not there to help them with their homework.
Yeah.
Now, we will support them, the mentors, and build that relationship with the kids. So if they are struggling in a subject or if they're just struggling in general, mm-hmm. the whole premise is, like our agency in general, is to build that connection so that there's another person there that can listen to them and kind of help put them in that right direction.
So with respect to that, and Kelly, since you have the firsthand experience in working in this program, I'm sure that those sorts of things will come up from time to time.
They do. I mean, basically, you're paired one-on-one, you and a student that's in the program.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have a couple, but, you know, usually not a lot, because we try to get that one-on-one time with them.
Right.
And sometimes they come in and they want to do the activity, or sometimes they just want to talk, or sometimes that happens organically and just checking in with them, that the conversation will happen, that they have a situation or they need help with something. So mm-hmm. it's nice because you build that rapport and you build that relationship with them, and they are comfortable asking you for help.
But you are not expected to be a math whiz or
no.
a science tutor
no.
or anything
no.
like that.
And really, probably, I mean, I wouldn't be the one to ask for the help with the schoolwork, but I could at least sort of get them to the right person, or talk with the case manager who can talk with the guidance
kind
counselor.
Of sort
so
whatever
yes.
is whatever they're struggling with respect to that. So where do the school based mentor? This is not in every school. Where are these? Have these been launched here?
Yes. So we are not in every school yet, but we're working on that.
Yes. Yet. That's the key word. Yet.
Yeah. Yet. But we are going to be celebrating at 10 schools this year. So we have just added another school this year. And so we are anywhere from third grade students up to sixth grade students.
Okay.
So we are both in the city schools as well as some of our county school partners. So we are right now at Chamberlain Hill, Donnell, Wilson Vance, Bigelow Hill, Glenwood, Arcadia, Corey Rawson, Macomb, Van Buren, and new this year will be Liberty Benton.
Wow. So with all of those schools, especially the city schools starting tomorrow and then the county schools following in the next week or so, recruitment is the big key right now, the big push.
Yes. So we're well underway for recruitment, and we do have some of our mentors who return, and some of them year after year, some of them actually follow the kids as they go from one school to the next, which is really cool to see that relationship
mm-hmm.
grow. But we are recruiting, and we are recruiting high school age students all the way up to older. And one of the things that's nice about the county schools that we work with is those are high school students who are mentoring our young folks. And that allows them to pretty quickly build a relationship because they've had the same teachers, and some of our schools are, the county schools are the same campus schools. So the high school students just walk over to the
sure.
elementary.
Yeah.
And so they might know brothers and sisters, but it's also really cool that you might have a football player who generally isn't interacting with the elementary kids, but that elementary kid, when they see him out in the parking lot or they might see him at Myers, gets to really be able to light up and say, oh, I know them, and you know, give them a wave.
And these are individuals, in some cases, the younger kids really look up to.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And our high school age students, we really want a wide group. So it may be kids that are involved in arts. It may be kids that don't have any extracurriculars. It may be kids that are involved in sports, working around what their schedules are. And the county schools have been great about trying to find the spot that fits best for both those elementary kids and the high school kids. And like a lot of high school kids now do the CCP classes where they go to take the college classes. And so some of that might be online. So that frees up their schedule a little bit. So we have some of those students that come. But it's really a variety of kids. And that program allows us to be a program within a program. So the high school students are learning a lot of skills that the employers want to see.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. And along those same lines, and again, Kelly, you can attest, we've talked about it with all of the mentoring programs. A lot of times the mentors get as much out of it as the kids do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's fun. And you really get to see them, like if let's say you're doing an activity with circuit boards, and you really get to see them try to figure it out and work on those practical thinking skills.
Who are you talking about? The mentor or the mentee?
Yes. I was talking about the mentee, but the mentors, we get that as well. Yes, absolutely. All the time.
Figure that
all
out.
All the time. But, you know, sometimes it's them, they're working through some personal situation and you're just kind of there to listen and offer some guidance or a path that they can go down. But yeah, I mean, it's fun. It keeps you kind of connected to the next generation. And Stacy mentioned the high school kids, we offer scholarships too at the end of the school year. So the kids that have been mentoring, the high school kids that have been mentoring in the program, a lot of them receive scholarships from CMC.
So terrific. If you want to encourage your high school student, or perhaps you yourself would like to mentor, what's the process?
So really just reach out to us, and you can do that by giving us a call, 419-424-9752. Or we do have the information on our website, which is cmchancock.org, and we'd be happy to put you in the right direction to get started. So the application process that we'll walk you through, the adults are a little bit more than the kids, obviously. And we'll walk you through that step. And we usually start our sessions the end of September or beginning of October. So it gives the kids a little bit of time to get in, get settled into their routine, and then we bring that in.
That's what I was going to ask next. There is some urgency on this, but it's not like the program starts on day one. You do have a little bit of time.
And we'll do a training with everyone beforehand as well. So individually, you meet with our case managers to go through the application process, but then we'll have that first training without the kids and just to kind of answer questions that people have and kind of build those relationships.
And as you mentioned, usually for those sessions, the mentoring sessions, there are individuals from CMC that are there.
Yes, so there's always a case manager who's present. Yeah. And we feel that it's a really strong partnership between the schools, our mentors, and our case managers, so that if a child does express they're having trouble with something or whatever the case may be, that we make sure that we're working all together as a team to support that child through their academic year.
It's a terrific program, and we have a link on our webpage for more information from the Children's Mentoring Connection on their school-based program for the coming year. Recruitment is underway, and by the way, there also is always a need for mentors for the other programs as well.
Yeah, so our community-based program, we do have some kids waiting to be matched with a mentor, and right now that need is probably more for our boys, which is not a new need that we have. And with that, we have really started a lot of new activities for mentors and mentees to do together so that you don't have to always do it on your own. You can, but we've also, which we'll come back and chat about another time, we've added a fun shop aspect where we're actually teaching the kids how to learn to build things and do that with their mentors. So a lot of good things going on.
Terrific stuff, and a great program, the Children's Mentoring Connection, recruiting those volunteer mentors for the school-based program for the coming year. Stacy Shaw, Kelly Bibler from CMC, thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.